alarms are ringing throughout CNN. Internal staffers are worried. Producers, they are worried about their future. The on-screen talent. Well, I guess I should say the complete lack of on-screen talent, but the faces of the network like Andy Cooper, Caitlin Collins, Katie Rue, they are actively looking for lifeboats. Their media careers are barely clinging to life as the Titanic known as CNN continues to sink to the bottom of the woke sea. Over the last 2, maybe 3 years, ever since the firing of Chris Cuomo, hey, it's me, Chrissy C! We have been saying that one of the main problems at CNN, this is a network without an identity. They don't know who they are. Fox News, for example. Fox News knows exactly who they are. Fox targets the conservative demo, the majority of their audience over the age of 60. MSNBC, they know who they are. They target the naive. They cater their content to collectors of woke welfare, people who consider it a job to walk to the mailbox every month to pick up their rent stipend along with their credit card, which used to be called food stamps. They don't give out actual food stamps anymore. That was way too embarrassing. Now they give out credit cards, and where is the statement mailed every month? Where do they send the invoice for payment? They send the invoice to you. MSNBC, they target parishioners at Woke United Methodist, which leaves CNN. Who is their target audience? Nobody knows. Hell, people working at CNN, they don't even have an idea. It is impossible to draw an audience when you don't know the audience you're trying to attract. And it's impossible to figure it out when you don't know who you are. Finally, though, after years of pointing this out here on the channel, seems like people working at CNN have finally pulled their head out of their ass and they are finally starting to get it. Headline at the New York Post, CNN facing identity crisis after firings and low ratings. Firings? I didn't hear about a new round of layoffs at CNN, did you? Apparently, it has been happening behind the scenes. Throughout the year, I guess CNN has been quietly letting people go. Now, according to the New York Post, the next talent that could see their woke welfare expire at CNN is none other than Poppy Harlow. Well, KC, who in the hell is Poppy Harlow? You've already forgotten about Poppy? How could you forget Poppy? The name sounds like what an infant would call their grandfather. Or in the case of Poppy Harlow, it would be their grandmother because the Poppy is a woman. She used to co-host that morning dump known as CNN This Morning with the ravishing lemon, Donnie. She was the neutral party in the middle of the constant catfights between Donnie and Katie Rue Collins. I'm sure you guys remember when Caitlin Collins thought that she was the star of that show. She allowed former CNN president Chris Licht, better known here on the channel as Chris the Bongo Licker, she allowed him to gaslight her. Katie Rue actually believed that she was a rising star in cable news. Don Lemon, he had to aggressively remind her that she was the assistant. She was responsible for making sure the coffee stayed warm and viewers were met with a beautiful smile as they woke up in the morning to watch CNN. Now, obviously, Katie Rue was the wrong woman for that job because she's incapable of smiling. CNN This Morning, it was canceled last month and Poppy Harlow has barely been seen since. Now, she is allegedly worried that her career at CNN could be over. And she's not the only one worried. Andy Cooper, he is filled with anxiety too. Andy, he has taken a break from polishing the turd so he could polish his resume. According to insiders at CNN, talent has become an afterthought at the network since Chris Licht was fired last summer. New president Mark Thompson, he doesn't seem too worried about talent. He's not trying to bring in new stars. Chris Licht, he made a lot of mistakes. Hell, his entire tenure at CNN was filled with one huge embarrassing failure after another, but to his credit, Chris Licht, he tried to recruit stars. He knew you had to have star power if you wanted to compete in cable news. Even though MSNBC is nothing but lies and propaganda, at least they have stars delivering the shit sandwich. Little Red Riding Hood, Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki is a star. Rachel Maddow is a star. They have the nerd demo cornered with the super nerd Chris Hayes. They have representation of weaves with the wicked weave Joy Reid. Even though these people are detestable, there's no denying the fact that MSNBC has a star-studded lineup. Chris Licht, he tried to bring the same thing to CNN. There was just one problem, though. He had a difficult time finding stars who were willing to work at this dump. New CNN president Mark Thompson, he's not worried about recruiting stars. Well, KC, why would he be worried? You just said the heavy hitters aren't willing to work at CNN anyway. Why would Mark Thompson waste his time? I mean, that is true, but look at what's happening to Charles Barkley. He agrees to host a weekly show in primetime at CNN. Every week, he hosts this awkward show with Oprah's janitor, Gail King. Speaking of Oprah, she was the special guest with Charles and the janitor this past Wednesday night. Now, for decades, Oprah has been one of the biggest draws on television. Gail, she must have scrubbed the floors really good last week because Oprah came out of seclusion to make an appearance on CNN. How many people tuned in to watch? 520,000. Every single week, their ratings are in the pooper. Charles and the janitor, they are consistent last place finishers, and who gets blamed for it? Who gets blamed for this huge embarrassing failure? Charles Barkley. So why would anyone be willing to subject themselves to inevitable failure? But that is not the reason that Mark Thompson is not recruiting stars. The real reason is far more damning. According to insiders at the network, CNN is not recruiting stars right now because they don't have the money to pay them, which is why we continue to see the current primetime lineup. At a network that is supposedly dedicated to diversity and equity, Mark Thompson, he is depending on a trio of women to carry the ratings in prime time. Now, this right here, this is a direct quote from the article in the New York Post. The network seems to be banking on lesser-known female talent to save prime time. Lesser-known. Let me correct that statement. That statement should read, the network seems to be banking on unknown female talent to save ratings in prime time. How many of you guys have ever heard of Abby Phillips? What about Laura Coates? Now, if you're a regular at Club Shay Shay, I'm sure you would recognize Laura. Her stage name at Club Shay Shay is Laura the Coat Handler. She is the lovely woman who secures your coat at the door so you're not sweating your ass off as you watch the tantalizing performance from the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes. The primetime lineup at CNN, it is anchored by Caitlin Collins. And when I say anchored, I'm speaking literally, because Caitlin Collins is literally sinking ratings in prime time. Mark Thompson has been president of CNN for about 6 months now. In fairness to Mark Thompson, 6 months really isn't enough time to save the network, but it is enough time to start seeing small positive changes. 6 months is enough time to provide at least a little glimmer of hope. Now, you got to remember, Mark Thompson took over for Chris Licht, the bongo licker. There was nowhere to go but up, yet somehow, CNN has managed to find a way to sink even further. One of the reasons they continue to sink further, Mark Thompson hasn't changed a damn thing, at least when it comes to on-air content. Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. Earlier this week, some doofus named Jim Acosta was hosting a show on CNN. He did a segment with someone named Ruth Ben Giot and another doofus named Tom Nichols. KC, who in the hell are these people? I've never heard of them before. Neither has anyone else. I don't know who they are. Like I said earlier, CNN, they don't have the resources to pay actual talent to appear on their network, so they are stuck with these unknowns who have absolutely no influence over the audience. Like the rest of the mainstream media, CNN, they continue obsessing over Donald Trump, or damn bad, using the term bloodbath last week. Now watch this segment. Pay close attention to the narrative here. It is the same tired narrative that we have seen from the shitfucks in the mainstream media for the last few months. They are trying to portray Donald Trump as an anti-Semitic dictator. Watch for yourself.
Ruth, I mean, he keeps dabbling in these tropes. What's going on here?
Everyone thinks that if they're not X category, they're not going to be touched by an autocrat. Everybody's touched. So in this case, he's talking about he's raising the old anti-Semitic trope of, you know, Jews not being loyal citizens because their real loyalty is to Israel. I want to add to something that Tom said, though, about the bloodbath. There's a real intent here, and that is, and Trump's been doing this, all autocrats do this. If you want to get people riled up enough to either commit violence for you, January 6th, or accept your violence, you need to get them into a state of existential fear and dread.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, he's saying the riot part out loud, it seems.
Now, there are several problems in this clip. Number one, it is 100% bullshit. There wasn't anything factual here. Jim Acosta accuses Trump of dabbling in tropes. Then he proceeds to allow Ben Ruth or whatever the fuck her name was to speak for over a minute using nothing but tropes. Jim Acosta needs to go back to manufacturing high-end sunglasses because he absolutely sucks as a host in cable news. Now, problem number two. The segment was painfully boring. You don't have to be Breaking Bad levels of entertaining to excel in cable news, but you gotta be somewhat entertaining. You at least have to be at the level of someone like, I don't know, Martha Stewart. Watching someone cook a blueberry muffin, that is boring, but at least Martha Stewart tried to make it entertaining. She must have been entertaining to old ladies because she stayed on television for decades. Right now, CNN does not have a single host who is capable of entertaining the audience. Seriously, who thinks Wolf Blitzer, woof, 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 who thinks Wolf Blitzer is even remotely entertaining? This dude damn near barfed on a hairball last month live on the air, and it was still boring. The Wolf found a way to make an unexpected barf boring. Now, according to the New York Post, Mark Thompson wants CNN to broadcast more documentaries. From what I understand, these aren't documentaries that CNN is necessarily producing. We're talking about old documentaries that have already aired on television in the past. Now, to his credit, that will probably be more entertaining than anything else CNN is currently broadcasting. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I would rather watch a documentary on the whoopee cushion and her unique ability to unleash her boodle breeze on command than be forced to sit through another hour of Katie Rue Collins putting her dwindling primetime audience to sleep. All right, quick programming note before I get out of here. I am trying to finish the next video in the Rise and Fall series that we're doing. We're going to do the WNBA next. I'm almost done prepping it, hoping to get it recorded this weekend so I can have it released to you guys by next weekend. With that being the case, the upload schedule is going to be a little bit lighter this weekend. More than likely, there's only going to be one video today and one video tomorrow. We'll be back to our regular schedule on Monday. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. But in the meantime, give me your thoughts. Staffers at CNN in a full-blown panic again. Hell, it seems like people working at CNN have been panicking for the last 2 or 3 years now. The network doesn't have money to recruit stars. If they don't have the resources, how is Mark Thompson supposed to save CNN? Do you think CNN could be downsizing? What does the future look like at this network? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I will see you guys tomorrow.